Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, panties off. Fellas, hold something long and thick. It's time for Wet Wednesday.
Well, 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 welcome back, you guys. I know it's Thursday. The show is normally on Wednesday, but happy Thursday to each and every one of you. We hope that you guys are having a wonderful evening. Yes, happy. I hope you have a wonderful evening. We're going to get into the show in just a little bit, but before we do that, I need to give you guys some direction. If you like to listen over your phone, you can do so at area code 347-426-3673. Again, that's area code 347-426-3673. And if you'd like to listen online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ELAVASE. Now remember, if you want to call us, if you are an international caller, what we need to do is to dial into the U.S. country code, and then you're going to dial the 347-426-3673, and then you can join us on the line. If you like to join us on Skype, you can also do that. You can Skype into the show and listen to us. The chat room, don't let me get the line. Let me put it. The chat room is opening up now, so you guys can also join us over in the chat room. And if you have a question or a comment, what I need you to do, you know, with small changing I need you to do, is to press the number one. And that is going to alert us that you have a question or a comment. And we will bring you on air so you can say your comment. Or if you're a little cold, you're a little shy, you can come over to the chat room, you can type your question over there, and then I will say what your question is on air, okay? So got several ways that you can talk to us this evening. Now, before we get things started, yes, before we get things started, let's welcome to the show my partner in crime, Mr. Small Change.
Hello, 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 hello. Did you hear me?
Good evening, Mr. Change. How are you?
I'm unbelievable. What about you?
Listen, I'm doing wonderful. I am sipping on me a margarita, and I finally
got my margarita,
and finally got my rob report today, so I'm so happy. Finally got my rob report.
Rob report. I'm excited. Isn't that rich and famous shop at?
Yes, it's finally got that. I've been, you know, for January, been waiting for it to come, so it finally got here today. Now I'm just waiting for my cigar aficionado for January and my DuPont registry.
You're doing some real big things, Miss Kitty.
Well, I try to keep up. You know, I try to keep up with the finest things. I try to keep up with what's going on. So those are the best magazines to do so. Also.
Send me the wrapper of that cigar when you finish smoking it.
Right. You know what? Which one? You know what? Well, I have several wrappers, you know, because I do like to keep them. I do like to keep them. So I'm going to definitely.
They're going to be collector's items.
They're going to be, you said, are they going to be selective items?
Yeah, they probably will.
See, would you like a fat wrapper, one off a fat wrapper, or would you want just a regular one? You know, you have a choice. I have several ones.
I just prefer you surprise me.
Okay, I would do that. So you guys, we're going to have a really good show. Tonight's show is, we got a schedule for 45 minutes. So we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy yourself. And, you know, just make, if you have questions, please make sure that you do come on and ask, you know, say your question. You can be anybody you want to be. I know sometimes people want to come on. They want to come on to the line, but they get a little, just a little shy, and just get, you know, just a, you know, just get a, just a little afraid to come on the line. But just remember, you can be, shit, I don't know, child, you be anybody you want to be. Nobody's not gonna, nobody will know who you are. Don't have to be afraid. It'll be just like we are having a conversation. That's what we're doing. We're just having a conversation. You know, small changes that we talk almost every day. You know, so we're just having a conversation. So just make sure if you want to call in, you call up. I'll go ahead and call up in here, okay? Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I have some news to bring you guys. Yes, I got a couple things. I got some news to bring you guys. And, God, it's some crazy stuff going on. It's not all happy. I'm going to have to bring some happy news next time. But it's just all kind of crazy shit that's going on.
Now, what kind of crazy stuff is going on out here, Miss Kitty? Come on. What could be crazy? Okay, last week, somebody's dick got cut off, right? What's going on this week? You got something to top that?
Well, this is, it's kind of sad. This, you know, it's been another shooting. Another shooting. Someone, another brother has been killed. This story happened in Jersey. Close to where, you know, close to your hometown. Happened in Jersey. And the Jaguar, but his brother was driving a Jaguar, and they were pulled over for running a stop sign. And, you can see the, when you watch the video, you know, the camera is inside the police car, so you can see everything that's going on. But I tell you what, I'm going to play the clip for you guys. You want to hear what they tell me when they pull them over. Just listen. I'll cut, we're going, and then we're going to come back.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Officer Dave's Bristol Police. Reason I'm pulling you over, you went right through that stop sign back there.
Where at?
Right on South Pine Street. Hey, you got a driver's license?
Yeah, I got my driver's license.
What's up, man? Can you go and grab it for me?
Well, stop sign, we stop.
No. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Don't f***ing move. Don't you f***ing move. Don't you f***ing move. Get him out the car, Rog. You got a gun in this glove compartment. Don't you f***ing move. Don't you f***ing move! Show me your hands! Hey, show me your hands! Don't you f***ing move! Don't you f***ing move! I'm telling you, I'm going to shoot you. You're going to be f***ing dead. I'm telling you. You reach for something, you're going to be f***ing dead. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Keep your f***ing hands right there. You, hey, Jerome, you reach for something, you're going to be f***ing dead. He's reaching. Show me your f***ing hands.
Go!
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't move. Don't you move.
I'll be posting in just a minute. I'm going to post it on to my, you guys can see the video. But if you look from the cop, the video from the cop's video, once they pull him over, the driver, his hand is, both his hands are out the whole time. Now, the passenger, you know, after he asked him for his license, I guess there's a gun inside the glove compartment. And from what I can see, I also see the passenger's hand out. I see his hand outside. I see his hand, you know, outside
how many got killed?
It was just one. And it was a guy.
One died.
You hear the black cop tell me, you know, you hear him saying, you're going to be fucking dead. That's the black cop that's cussing him. But he has his hands both out the window. So, you know, you have the passenger, and you have the driver. There's a white cop that's got a gun pointed toward the driver. And the black cop there was going to, on the driver. And the black cop is, talking, is the one that's talking to the guy that's telling him, you better not move. Telling him that. You hear him saying, you can hear him talking like he's not going to do anything. But you also see his hands outside of the vehicle. But what he does, you hear him say, I'm going to get out. But you see him getting out with both his hands up in the air. This is the passenger. You see both his hands up in the air by his shoulders. And the cop is telling him, don't you move. He is telling him don't move. But you can see his hands clearly. It's nothing in his hands. When he stands up, the cops shoot him. Shoot him a couple of times. You hear that on the video. And the crazy thing, you continue to watch the video, there's never an ambulance call. So he dies at the scene. It's pretty. I'm just like, wow. They come to find out.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, come to find out, he had the guy had been in trouble. He just got out of prison. He had been in prison for like 13 years, and the cop had arrested him before, so he knew him. Even in the video, you hear him say his name. His name is Jerome or something like that.
Yeah.
He says his name, so he knows. He gets into trouble, or whatever. So he already kind of knew. They ride around a brand new Jaguar, but it's sad. So you guys just make sure you check my Facebook page. Let me see if I can post it. You guys check, because I want you guys to see it. You see it for yourself. And,
That's unbelievable. When is it going to stop? You know what I mean? This is getting out of hand. It's already out of hand that, black men are getting gunned down. You know what I'm saying? And probably just because he has a felony or something, they probably already going to actually, say probably call it justifiable, But thank God that they do have a video to look at it and review this, It has to stop. Man, it has to stop. This is crazy.
Yeah.
How many people have to die, just gun happy, trigger happy,
I'm going to my page right now to post it. Let's see. Share video. Okay, so it's on my page right now. And you guys can have a look at that.
Yeah. Make your own.
Now, the next story, this is another, these stories are coming from your, close to your hometown, small town.
Yeah, my neck of the woods, huh?
This is another one. This is a 22-year-old woman from Jersey that burned her baby. She just had a baby. Nobody knew she was pregnant. And she took the baby, poured some type of gasoline on top of it, and was burning the baby in the street. Check this clip out, you guys, and we're going to come back.
Jersey mother faces tonight. Prosecutors say she set fire to her newborn baby on the side of a Burlington County road. It happened on Simontown Road in Pemberton Township just before 11 o'clock last night. Late this afternoon, the mother was arrested. NBC 10's Randy Gyllenhaal is live at the prosecutor's office in Mount Holly. Randy, the suspect's neighbors say they didn't even know she was pregnant.
And Denise, prosecutors say they want to figure out exactly when this mother gave birth to the little girl. What's clear, they say, is what happened next. She took the child out into the middle of the street, then started a fire. A small teddy bear sits in the grass along this rural road, part of a memorial made by strangers for the unnamed infant girl who police say was set on fire by her own mother. Prosecutors say Heifer and Kimberly Dorvalier recently gave birth, then took the baby outside, dousing the infant in accelerant before setting her ablaze. At the woman's home in Pemberton, no answer. Neighbors here say she lived with her family.
It's horrible.
But nobody knew she was pregnant, and nobody sensed anything wrong.
There would have to be something wrong with the individual even before they became pregnant.
Police say it happened late Friday night. The mother set the baby down in the middle of the pavement.
It was like a nightmare.
Dave Joseph saw the fire from his doorstep. He says the woman claimed she was lighting dog waste, but when he got closer, he saw the child.
My wife heard the baby scream, and that's when we saw that it was a baby instead of a pile of poop or a brush.
The little girl was airlifted to the hospital but died hours later. Her mother was arrested, charged with one count of murder. Authorities say she could have dropped the infant off at a police station or hospital anonymously as part of New Jersey's safe haven law.
It's a crazy world. You know, I wish she would have took better action on it, dropped it off at, you know, hospital, fire company, you know, called the state,
yeah,
police department, anything that, you know, could have taken care of the baby.
That is crazy. What I want to know, who was she pregnant by? Was it some incest? Why would she want to burn a baby? You know what I mean? 23 years old. You know what I'm saying? She's young. I mean, nobody knows she was pregnant. Who she been with? You know, hopefully that'll come all out, because that needs to be known. And man, my prayers going out for that baby, man. Never had a chance. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, they were saying that you have 30 days to drop the baby off. You know, you could have dropped it off anyway. You have 30 days to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the baby, you know, just set the baby on fire. The officer responded to the call, And once they got there, they found out that the woman was drunk. Now, drunk and trying to find a taker for this child, okay? And here's the funny thing. The child was not hers.
Oh, hell no. So she got some kidnapping. She got some kidnapping charges coming too. You know what I'm saying? Damn your ass, baby. Oh man, please.
That was not even her. Okay. So of course she's been charged for child endangerment, and she had possession of a drug paraphernalia. She's arrested, and the child was returned to her parents. Now, I know, you know, I've given you guys so much sad news. On a lighter note, I had to post a picture of my sister too. On a lighter note, have you guys checked out the pictures posted up on social media of Amber Rose, our Instagram?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what?
Remember they had spoke about her when she had that bikini on last time. You remember that?
I think so.
There was kind of like ribbon on that a little bit. You know what I mean? So are you talking about these new photos she just came out with?
Yeah, the new photo where she's in Miami and she had on pretty much some black string something. But you have a lot of women that hate on her. You know, I don't like everything that she does, but I look at her, she's young. You know, she's 30 years old. She's had a baby, and her body is banging. And I have to be straight up honest. If my body looked like that, you couldn't keep me in no clothes. I'd be trying to be naked just for no reason.
You already. What are you talking about?
I do. You're right. But yeah, my body looked like that. And I said, honey, show it. Thank you. We appreciate it. You're young. It's not going to always look like that. You ain't hurt nobody. Then go ahead.
She's doing her thing, keeping her fit. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you got to have them haters out there. You know what I mean? That's what makes the value go up. The more haters you got.
Yeah, so thank you.
I
want to tell her thank you. Thank you for sharing those pictures because your body is just beautiful.
Yeah, I've seen them and you look marvelous. You look marvelous, marvelous.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Now, let's go ahead and get into this topic that we have going this evening. Yes, we still gonna talk about the topic. I had to bring you guys some of the news, some of the craziness that be going on. Have to bring it to you. But tonight we're discussing a really good topic, really, really good. And the question is, should you look for that in a partner that you don't have yourself? Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you how this topic came about, okay? I see a lot of women that look over good men, okay? A lot of women look over good men. They look over them because they don't make a certain amount of money. Maybe they don't have they have a job, but it's not the job that's making $100,000 or it's not a job that makes he makes that type of money. Maybe his credit is not good, you know. He may be living in an apartment, but he's working toward buying something of his own.
He's dealing with it.
But, you know, I see women that will look over them, look over men that maybe don't have these things, or look, you know, look down their nose at them, and they don't have the shit themselves.
Ain't that the reason they don't have it is because, like you said, they're trying to find it for somebody else. You know?
Yeah, they don't have none of it either.
They're trying to hit the lottery. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they don't have any of those things either. You know, they credit fucked up, too. They either maybe don't have, on the bus, don't have no cars, or they're staying at home with mom, but would look, you know, would try to talk to her, would look down on him because he don't have them things. But he's working toward it.
Well, see, it's been such a trick issue out here also, too, that a lot of people don't even know about. Because, like I always say, a black man and a black woman can have the same credentials, went to the school the same amount of time, and they go for the job, who they going to hire?
More likely the woman will get the job.
No, what she's going to think? She's going to think she's more superior. She's not understanding the situation that he's getting discriminated on being a black man, you know, because they fear him. So now he keeps him apart, and she has the attitude, well, shit, what can you do for me? You know what I'm saying? I got a nice ride. I make this X amount of money, you know? And like you said, she overlooks him. But she falls into a trap with the flash guy. You know what I'm saying? He got the nice whip. You know what I mean? Things like that. But then he has a lot of activity. And you always going to be like that show we talked about. The side chick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He catch you when he ready to have a little fun or something. You know what I'm saying? Because he know you're very materialistic.
And,
But that's just my opinion now. Nobody else.
My opinion. Oh, and if you guys want to call and you listen to the show right now, you know, please do call in 347-426-3673. We definitely want to hear from each and every one of you. Or you can join us over in the chat room at Blog Talk Radio /ELAVASC because we want to hear from you. You know, it's frustrating. I mean, I had a friend, and it kind of bothered me. It was a guy she kind of looked down on, you know, hard times. But she was in the same position. She was exactly like him. She just half help. You see what I mean? But she didn't even see herself in the same position, you know,
she got a hand out. Somebody helping her out, you know, which, you know, like, hey,
you took it away, they're in the exact same position. So my thing is, instead of looking at somebody, for the materialistic, you know, the things that they have, why not look at somebody, if your shit ain't together all the way, why not look at somebody as a potential, somebody you can potential deal with instead of looking at what they have? Can I deal with this person? Do we have
the same mind?
Are we working toward the same goals? Are we both trying to fix our credit? Do we both want to purchase a home or some property? You know, what are you working toward? So if you guys are both working toward the same thing, why not look at this person, somebody, they don't have it right now, I don't either, but this is somebody that I can build something with. I just think it's sad because it's a lot of lonely women out here. It's a lot of women complaining that there's just no good men. There are no good men out here.
And I hear that all the time. But see, the fact of the matter is they don't understand is what you bring out of a man, just like what a man brings out of a woman. You know, I mean, like, hey, it's not the big things that you do, but it's definitely the small thing that they remember. And one thing women have to understand, that we are men. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I am not perfect by far. You know what I'm saying? I have faults, you know. But
all of us do.
I just basically trying to, you know, like, hey man, live life to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? If you got a good one, treat it like a queen, you know.
And you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm in a relationship, you know, now. But when I was out there on the dating scene, I always ran into good men. And I mean, it was men that have either, you know, had really good careers or they had their own businesses. Believe it or not, no children.
But that was the circuit that you always been around a lot of successful people.
Yeah, exactly. I do. That's true. And that's why I always try to keep my stuff at a certain level so I can attract that to me. I can't ask for oh, he need to have this and have that and my shit ain't together. You know, but I can work with somebody. I don't mind building with somebody because, you know, people come on hard, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have your highs and lows.
Being an entrepreneur, you're the type of person that make much money as you want, not much money as somebody pays you. And also, too, it's a big risk thing. I mean, I've been that way all my life, you know. I could gamble on me. I can't say what the next person to do, but I know a small change will. And like you said, it's about two people being together, making each other happy, trying to get to that next level. And, you know, relationships, it's hard, man. It's like, I always said, my daddy always told me, he said, son, you got to know what position you playing. Are you the honey man or are you the money man? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's basically in a relationship, you need to know what's happening. Where am I? What position I'm playing? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, well, ladies, there are, like I was saying before, there are good men out there. That do not have a lot of kids. They have great, have careers, that have all that stuff. If you're looking for that, they have it. But those men that have it going on like that, they're looking for women that have it. They have the same thing to bring to the table.
Of course,
They're not looking for it. If your shit is fucked up,
Tell it like this, Miss Kitty. Success is measured by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decades by decades. So on this day, you look back on your calendar, what you was doing, and then that's how you determine, are you ahead of the game or are you behind the game? And see, that's something that we all have to look at in life. You know what I mean? Because, like, hey, we're only here for a short period of time. But while you're here, make some things happen.
Yes, we all try to.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I was just basically saying, you know, like, hey, you know how we came, you know. You know you know me, and you know me when I first hit the South. I was very difficult to deal with, what I'm saying, because it was already a culture shock anyway. But I was determined. I said, man, you know, I mean, I had all kind of haters. I'll never forget when I first got here. Mother called herself was going to rob me. You remember that?
I remember. I do.
I was with a partner of mine, a white boy, and this dude was talking about, hey, man, I'm finna take your shit. I looked at this mother. I said, what'd you say? He said, oh, no, man, I'm just playing. I'm like, hell no, motherfucker. Oh, man, me and the dude went off on the dude. You know what I'm saying? And I told that mother, if I ever see you, I ain't going to say what I said, but you know what I'm saying? Just fresh in the town, you know what I'm saying? Had the clown already. And you know how I was, Miss Kitty. But I changed my ways.
Yeah, you did. You did. You know, but I want to say this to we. You know, we have about 2 minutes left in the show. You normally attract what you are. I want you guys to think about what I'm saying. You attract in people, you know, what you are. Pretty much every relationship that you deal with is where a reflection of yourself, okay? So before you start looking for someone to have all these different things that you don't have, that you yourself don't have, you need to get your own shit together.
All right.
For what you don't have yourself. You know, you can't. You just can't. Because I'm going to tell you, me being a woman again, that's been out on a dating scene, type of men that's got it going on like that are looking for women. They have their shit together too. They're not looking for you.
Right.
So, if your shit is fucked up, that's okay. It can get straight. You can fix it.
You
can deal with. Don't look over that good man that's a good guy because he don't have it right now. Because remember, you don't either. But remember, you can build.
He might have a great
heart. He has the potential.
He has the potential.
Yeah, he has potential. He has goals and he's working towards something. And it can be you can be you and him against the world. You guys can get it together. So
but you know what always happens? You know what always happens in that situation? Sometimes, man, I'll never forget in high school, the one that you want, she don't, like you said, she don't want you. But when I was in high school, when I first hit East High School, you know what I'm saying, that first year, you know, I really wasn't accepted. You know what I'm saying? But then after I put in work and coming into that second year, I was very popular. And, you know, like, it was on and popping. And then she tried to come my way. And I told her, I said, hey, listen, you know, hey, it was nice knowing you and everything, but you wasn't down with your boy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not down with you. So have a great day. And she stepped off. But one thing that I always said and it told me is just like, listen, you know, come to the pages first to read the book a little bit. Don't just judge it by its cover. You got to look at it.
And if you can get away with stuff when you're beautiful. You know, a lot of women, they, you know, beautiful, they get they don't buy them things. But trust me, that goes only for so long. It will work. You know, if you're beautiful, an older man loves to have eye candy on his arm.
But you know what? It ain't all what it seems. And I'm telling all you older brothers out there my age, you know what I'm saying? I done been through it. Only thing a young girl gonna do to you, my brother, is spend your money. You know? And like Miss Kitty says, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay to play.
Yes.
So if you ready to pay, I hope you got a long bankroll, boy. Because you know what? She's going to keep you with the rabbit ears. And if y'all don't know what the rabbit is that came from New York, that's all full pockets turned inside out, baby.
But he ain't gonna keep her either. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna especially a man with money. He has a plethora of women. She's just temporary.
Yeah.
You know, where he gonna trade in with? She's temporary.
But they always got that one. They always got that one, and that's that low down one too. That's that one. She don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? She keep her rolling. You know what I mean? Hit the money. Hey, I'm going to holler at you later. Boom. She don't call it. She keep it moving. And he spend the money on her because that's the one he can't have. And that's how it normally is. The one you can't have, that's the one where you spend the money. You know what I mean? So she keeps him going, you know? That's why they call it a trick. You know what I'm saying? Because, bam, she gonna trick you again. You know? You ain't mad at her. You know what I'm saying? But you better know what you're doing out here. You know what I mean? Shoot.
Absolutely. Now, you guys, before we get ready to get out of here, first of all, I want to thank you guys that joined us in the chat room as well on the line. We thank you guys. We really appreciate you taking time after your busy schedule to listen to the show, and also we appreciate you coming on a Thursday. You know, the show is normal on a Wednesday, but we appreciate you coming today. And I want to remind you that if you do love what you are hearing, if you like what you are hearing, to make sure that you follow the show. Following the show is going to let you what we're going to be doing. You know, what shows we'll be doing every week. When I put it in, it'll come right to your phone or to your email and let you know what topics we will be discussing. Also, you can download the show and take us with you. If you missed it at the beginning of the show, the show uploads like an hour after 30 minutes to an hour after we get off. So you can also listen to the show. It archives, and you'll have a podcast to share with your friends. Make sure you're telling people about the show. We definitely would love to chat with you. Also, I want to say this again. If, we want to promote you, okay? So, we're looking for authors, people that write poetry, singers, whatever you have going on, we would love to have you on the show. And love to have you on the show so you can tell us about what you have going on. And we can tell people, let people know who you are. So just remember, if you want to, if you need to contact us, you can do it at on our Facebook pages at twitter.com/kittycatcloset. And always, you go over to kittycatcloset.com, and on the very first page, there's a box that says email us. And you can email us there, and in the subject, just put show, want to share my book, whatever it is that you want to share, and a number where we can get back in touch with you. And we would definitely, we'd love to have you on the show, because, this platform is for you.
For you. Okay? For you guys. This was for you guys. So come on and have some fun with Miss Kitty and your boy Small Chisel.
Yes. So make sure you guys are doing that. What else did I forget? Don't forget to go over to kittycatcloset.com. Valentine's Day is coming up. I can't believe it already. I'll be here in less than a month, you guys. So make sure that you go over to kittycatcloset.com and get some of the goodies over there. Also, make sure you follow our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ELA. It's youtube.com/kittycatcloset. Okay? I'm going to give you another something else. So get over there. And I will be we'll be putting up new videos soon. I am off probation, so I can't put up new videos. So make sure you.
They took the acclamation off.
Yes, they make sure you subscribe.
We got to celebrate for that. They took the ankle bracelet off of Miss Kitty. She can do it. They can't hold you, baby.
6 months. They had the angle on me for 6 months. I had to slow down because anything I would post, they was taking it down. You know how that is. But anyway, like Small Change said, the ankle bracelet has been removed. So I can get on about my business. So just make sure that you guys do subscribe, and you'll get the new videos to your phone or wherever you have your YouTube account, wherever you have it going to, and it'll alert you that we got a new video up. So we definitely want you guys to check that. Tomorrow I will be doing a show, even though I haven't posted it yet, but I think, what should I do, Small Change? Should I do some blues? What you think I should do tomorrow?
Nah, you need to do some pimping. You need to do a tribute of Memphis, Tennessee. Either 8-Ball, MJG, G6, Y-Fit. I mean, come on. We got some legends over there. You know what I'm saying?
To see what I got uploaded on my switchboard. I think I may got some MJG and some UGK. I may have some of that.
Good.
But this show, you guys, you can check the show out, the music show, every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern. And this show...
Don't forget to put the two shorts in there, too.
Oh, two shorts, yes.
Yeah. Come on, right? What is that without two shorts, man?
Tell you guys, I do love my old school. I was watching Dolemite just 2 days ago. Oh, my God. You know, I'm 40 years old. So, you know, yes. I was listening to, oh, my God, I love it. I just love it. Just love the old school.
That's when it was real back then. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, yeah, that's when it was real, you know. Everything was one at it. You know what I'm saying?
For real. So, yes. But we're going to get ready to get out of here. I will see you guys tomorrow, and we will see you guys back here next week. Remember, it's 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Download the show, okay? Small Change, take us out, baby.
I'm going to have to come on that show and get that prepping going, you know what I'm saying? But listen, everybody out there, we enjoy you, you know what I'm saying? Me and Miss Kitty, you know, we are off like a prom dress.
Yes, we are.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. We could have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. Mindset. African princess, tell me your interest.
wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly, cause in my hand I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt, your ass under your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks. No, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real. As real as the stars that shine in the heavens. As real as the sun that bathes her body. As real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring. For she is that rose and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose. Black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant. A black rose that stands as creator of nations. A black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way. Please look my way. Black Rose.
The Kitty Cafe. All day.